This is also one great secret, one great wisdom of the hijrat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That why did Allah Ta'ala make Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leave Makkah Sharif and go to Medina Sharif? If Allah wished to, we could have given hidayah to the people of Makkah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should have stayed there, lived there, passed away there, and his Qabr Mubarak should have been in near the Kaaba Sharif. Right next to the Kaaba, one side Kaaba, right next to it the Rozai Mubarak also. And what was the secret that Allah Ta'ala made? One of the secrets that Allah made, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made hijrat, and his Qabr Mubarak is round about 450 kilometers away from the Kaaba Sharif. Otherwise, if the Roza Mubarak was also next to the Haram Sharif, both were together, the Haram or next to the Kaaba, both were there, the heart of the Ashik, the lover of Allah, should have been broken into two pieces. Must I make tawaf, must I go and read Salatu Salam. So Allah made it, when you're in Medina Sharif, then you are by Roza Mubarak. When you are in Makkah Sharif, you are at Kaaba Sharif. Otherwise, your heart should have been broken between the two. That now you want to go to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then you think of Kaaba Sharif, of Allah. Now you are making tawaf. Now you think I must go by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Your heart should have been broken in two. If the haram of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Roza Muhtaram was just near the haram of Makkah Sharif, people's hearts should have been broken. Now go to Medina Sharif and give your life now reading Salatu Salam. What great itminan and total yaksui, being one-sided, now present your Salatu Salam to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when you are in Makkah Sharif, now go to Multazam. Now pour your heart out there. Hey, one direction only you got. Hey, just like a person who has got two wives, how difficult it is for him. Yeah, if it's like that, if both were in one place, Roza Mubarak and Kaaba, now you should have, your heart should have been broken, and you couldn't do justice to either of the two. Now Allah made it such a way, when you're in Medina Sharif, your heart is just there, in what Medina, what Roza Mubarak, etc. When you're in Makkah Sharif, now your heart is here. So how beautiful Allah has set it out for us. Another great lesson that we learn, from the hijrat that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah arranged it that he had to leave Makkah Sharif. When he left Makkah, when he stood on the outskirts of Makkah, he looked at Makkah Sharif and he said, oh, how I love you. I should never have left you had my people not forced me out of you. So, what was another secret in there? When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked towards Madinatul Munawwara, then there was, they broke the idol of home, sweet home. That's what we have got. So that is also really for a Muslim, in his vocabulary and his language, there mustn't be home, sweet home, meaning our home. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh used to say that break the idol of the love of your home also. The whole world is a watan for a Muslim. The whole world is the home of a Muslim. And we are not confined to one place. The alim, the mujahid, the muballigh must not feel, this is my house, the whole world is my house. And I have to take the message of Islam to the whole world. I must establish Islam in the whole world. A alim mustn't feel, I stay here in this place. And the same way, a mujahid also, and a muballigh also, not in one place must be his home. He must be, Sari jahan hai watan hamara. The whole world is our home. So this hijrat broke that idol also.